It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Obama woke up this morning to news that has surprised people around the world. He is the winner of this year's Nobel Prize for Peace. President Obama won the prize after less than 9 months in office. He was inaugurated barely in time to be nominated. In awarding the prize to him, the Norwegian Nobel Committee cited the president's efforts to, quote, strengthen international diplomacy and cooperation between peoples. President Obama will offer his reaction in just over an hour. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne has been following this morning's events and joins us now. And Don, what's the early reaction from the White House?
Right. In advance of hearing from the president at 10:30 Eastern time, they've invited reporters to the Rose Garden to hear a statement he'll make then. There is surprise at the White House. We do know that the press secretary, Robert Gibbs, called the White House the residence just a little before 6 a.m. Eastern time today. And as you can imagine, that's quite a wake-up call to receive. The president was told then that he had won the Nobel Peace Prize. And the quick word we get from the White House is that he was humbled to be selected by the committee. Of course, we'll hear more in a little bit.
And in addition to strengthening international diplomacy, why did the committee choose President Obama?
Well, it really does seem to be an award that honors what he stands for and what he hopes to do than what he has actually accomplished. Of course, he came into office with two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he has initiated and worked hard to get the peace process going in the Middle East, but nothing has really taken fruit there yet. You can look, Guantanamo is still open, still troubles with Iran and North Korea. But again, the committee sees this president as giving the world hope for a better future. And that seems to be what this is, an award to encourage him to keep doing what he has been doing.
Well, speaking of this whole question of giving people hope, we have a clip of Barack Obama, then Senator Obama, speaking in July of 2008 to a mass rally in Berlin. Let's take a listen.
We've made our share of mistakes, and there are times when our actions around the world have not lived up to our best intentions. But I also know how much I love America. I know that for more than two centuries, we have strived at great cost and great sacrifice to form a more perfect union, to seek with other nations a more hopeful world.
And Don, you were in Berlin when Mr. Obama gave that speech. Would you have thought of it as a foreshadowing of the Nobel Prize?
I did not think of the Nobel Prize at that moment, but I can tell you it was a remarkable scene. The president spoke with the Victory Tower behind him, just a huge open space between him and the Brandenburg Gate, filled with some quarter of a million people, most of them Europeans, and I can tell you a good many of them waving American flags and cheering an American politician. And that is something that I had never seen before on many trips to Europe and to Germany with the previous president, President Bush.
Talking to NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, it is hard not to see this as something of a slap at the Bush administration and what the world at least perceived as that administration's inclination to go it alone.
It seems like this is a reward for the president for changing direction in U.S. foreign policy, changing the posture of U.S. foreign policy. And while the Bush administration is mentioned nowhere here, certainly Europe, much of the world, was so critical of President Bush. They saw him as acting unilaterally in Iraq and elsewhere. They saw America carrying out what was so often referred to in a derogatory sense as cowboy diplomacy. And again, President Obama's entire campaign, that Berlin speech happened during the campaign, was based on changing the direction. This is the Nobel Committee embracing that change, even if we haven't seen real fruits from that change yet.
Don, thanks very much.
It's my pleasure.
NPR's Don Gagne.